AMTU, a broad measure of money supplies that covers cash in circulation and all deposits, reached over 167 trillion yuan as of the end of December, up 8.2% from a year earlier. The growth rate is down 3.1% compared to the same period a year ago. Ran Jianhong is the head of statistics and analysis with the People's Bank of China.
2017年 M2 这个年末的时候 M2的增长呢是 比上年呢有所下降。
The lowered growth rate of the M2 at the end of last year reflects that deleveraging and tightened financial supervision is seeing money being used in a more standardized way. Money circulation within financial institutes became less, which means decreased deposits. This is why the growth of the M2 is lower.
The same figures show personal loans in China hit 19.4 trillion yuan in 2017, up over 9% from the previous year. Dong Ximiao is a senior researcher with the Chongyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University.
The finance industry is serving the real economy in an increasingly high extent. This shows the momentum of the microeconomy in China is being further consolidated.
Ran Jianhong adds that the monetary policy in 2017 has upgraded China's economic structure.
The financial support is increasingly flowing toward the service and advanced manufacturing industries, while industries with overcapacity have received less loans. This backs up national strategies to adjust the industrial structure.
Growth rate of new home loans last year dropped by 14.5%. Housing loans still took up over 40% of the total loans put out by banks last year. Ran Jianhong says the decline is being attributed to the overall change in policies.
2017年, 人民银行坚决贯彻落实
In 2017, the People's Bank of China adhered to the principle that a house is for living and not for making money. We actively guided the financial system on the regulations behind the real estate market, releasing a series of financial policies to encourage renting and strengthen home loan management. Our aim is forming a sustainable real estate market in China.
It's widely expected the People's Bank of China will continue to adopt a neutral monetary policy this year to keep the money supply in check as well as support economic structural reforms. For CRI, this is Yang Guang.